challenge you or not. Kind of going to go back and relate on that.
Blow your trumpet.
We're going to see why that type of teaching is so important for the body of Christ.
Unbelievable important.
Yes, it is.
But you know,
Brother David, do me a favor. Take that whole thing and put it right there by the chair, because I'm going to need to move this way.
Okay.
That's good.
But read scripture right quick. This is from Isaiah 40. It says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and they shall not faint. You know, even though, you know, we didn't see the appearing of our Lord, we just don't give up, throw the towel in.
Right.
We keep on keeping on. And on read a scripture what Paul said here in 2 Timothy, and this is in chapter 4, he says, and now the time is fast approaching for my release from this life, and I'm ready to be offered as a sacrifice. I fought an excellent fight, and I've finished my course, and I've kept my heart full of faith. Mm-hmm. I want y'all guys to listen to this, take this heart. There is a crown of righteousness waiting in heaven for me.
Yes.
And I know that my Lord will reward me on his day of righteous judgment. And this crown is not only waiting for me, but for all who love and long for his coming. You know, this crown, I did some study on this crown. You know, the Bible says we will one day get a robe of righteousness, a new body. But this crown of righteousness, believing in, you know, don't want to throw any cold water on anything, but don't everybody get this crown of righteousness? And I look deeper into it, and in Judaism, you know, that word, Brother Monty teaches, you know, that kaseth, you know, that was a wonderful word, wasn't it? And in Judaism, there's like the tree of life. Mm-hmm. And this word kased is kind of in the middle of this tree of life. But on the top of this tree, there's a word, and it's called the crown. And this word is keter. Anybody ever heard that word? Crown of keter. Crown of keter. And I got to doing some study on that. And this crown of righteousness is the same as overcomer's crown. It's also known as that, but it's also known as the crown of Keter. It's the top crown. You know, Paul said here, he says that this crown is given to those that love seeing his coming. And I got thinking, you know, he didn't say it was for the martyr. You know, you'd think the martyr's crown would be the top crown, you know. No greater love than this, than a man lay down his life. Or it wasn't to the soul winner's crown. You know, those five crowns, but it was this crown, this top crown that the Lord gives. He gives to those that love his coming. And I thought, wow. And I got to reading and studying on that some more, and it's all to do with up here and how we think about his coming. And this revelation we get, and when we get this revelation of him, we get a revelation of his love for us. How much our bridegroom does love us. Amen. Well, I'll leave it at that. And Dan, I think you got a poem for us there this morning, don't you, ma'am?
Oh, yes, I do.
I'm going to ask you.
Release prayer before you come. Release prayer.
Okay. Father, we thank you for another day. And Lord, again, we do thank you for that rain. You know, you just take care of everything. You're a good Father, and we thank you for taking good care of us. Mm-hmm. And great are you, Lord. Bye-bye. And Lord, like I said, we don't lose hope. We just look. We just keep on looking.
Amen.
Because in your word, you said you will come, and your word is truth.
Yes.
And We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.
Excited to share with y'all this poem. And before I share it, I just want to do a short little devotional. The poem is called The Little Voice in My Head. And this is a devotional. It says, I wrote this poem when I was younger, around 12 or 13, and was dealing with horrible self-esteem issues. I just thought that I was not good enough or pretty enough. And to sum it up, I hated life during these particular years. But what I didn't know is that if I would have finally renewed my carnal mind and just changed the way I think with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's help, Romans 12:2, my life would have drastically changed for the better forever. And thank God at age 15, the Holy Spirit did get me to start renewing my mind and changing those awful thoughts. But our conscience, which is all of our little voice, is naturally negative, but with the help of Jesus, our Savior, who is also the Holy Spirit, Genesis 1:26-28, we can conquer any negative thought, 2 Corinthians 10:5, and walk in our amazing God-given purposes for the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Beautiful.
It's funny. I never thought you was that well. Yeah, I always thought you was beautiful.
I just went through like a horrible like time growing up, like with depression, and it was just very hard. But you know, God just brought me out. That's my testimony.
Yes.
But
can I say this? This is what your wife was saying. The devil put those thoughts in our head, even at a young age.
Yeah.
Right. Can you believe he's putting crazy thoughts in our head at a young age?
Yeah.
But God is faithful.
Yeah. And also, I want to read this scripture. It says, Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Of course, in 2 Corinthians 10:5 is also a good one about, you know, we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. But yeah, so that was that. And the poem, again, is called The Little Voice in My Head. It says, the little voice that I hear in my ear, a voice that can bring me fear, a voice that can bring me to tears. All through the years, the little voice has been in my head. Right before I go to bed, I listen to what the voice said, and it led me in the wrong direction. Sometimes I think the voice is gone, but then I'm wrong because it keeps coming back, bringing all kinds of bad feelings, telling me lies, breaking me down, telling me I will never be nothing. But in my heart, I know it's not true. I can't let the little voice stop me from following dreams that the world may never see. Stop me from taking chances. Stop me from being happy. I gotta block it out. That's what it's all about. That little voice ain't nothing to me. It can't stop me or hold me down, because I'm a queen. I just gotta find my crown.
Woo! Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo!
Wanted to make a comment, something God has told me to hold until after you spoke that. When you know God, truly know him, mm-hmm. anything that's not the truth or doesn't agree with him, you will immediately reject. Mm-hmm. You know his character, you know what makes him mad, what makes him happy, what breaks his heart, and what it uplifts his heart. You get to know someone if you spend time with them. And I'll tell them funny. Mary and I, the tablecloths, if they're out of order, drives us a little crazy. I know that about her because I've spent time with her.
I'm beginning to know her.
So, and you know, if anyone came to me and said, you know, by the way, this person or that person said this or that about you, or they said that it was okay to have sex outside of marriage, mm-hmm. I would know it didn't come from Apostle Thurston because I know his character. Mm-hmm. So I would reject that immediately. We have to know mm-hmm. the Father, because then and only then can you reject what's not true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They said, well, Mary said the room is okay if the chairs are all out of order. I'm going, no.
No, that's Mary. Mary is
like, no.
You're the next one.
I know Mary, so she's got a spirit of excellence. So no, I got to reject that. So when we teach our children more and more of the word, they'll know what's the lie and what's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because they will know God's character. Mm-hmm. I know your character, and I know, so I would never accept the lie that Satan brought to me.
And before you, when you're doing the word application, before they get, that's why it's important, Pastor Jim always says this, the rod teaches them as you put the word in them. And then after they get a certain age, the word will stop disciplining them. But that rod's very important when they're younger.
But that was what the law was. It was the rod. And they only knew the vengeful God. Mm-hmm. But Christ came and said, Abba, Father.
Yeah, as you put the word
so
in.
So the grace message is mm-hmm. different.
So it's very important for children.
You raised your son different when he was 6 and running through the house and breaking your wife's lamps than you do now. Mm-hmm. You know, the law, you don't do that, you don't run, but once that is passed and grace is there, you're teaching him like a father. So I'm just saying, we got to read and know more and more and more of the word. Mm-hmm. We know what pleases our dad, what makes him angry, what he likes, and he is a father of order.
He is a order.
And that's why, you know, with grapevines, and then I'm done, with grapevines, they have to be kept the way they are. Because when you have vines growing in a canopy, any strange vine can creep in there. But because it's not in order, you won't know it.
That's true.
You know, kudzu, everything creeps in when you just, it's out of order. But grapevines are orderly. You can see what's in them. You know, where they are. If you see a strange vine, it's easier to pick it out in order. Mm-hmm. You can snip it off and kill it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you have a strange canopy of vines, everything can creep in. So God, we're orderly. And when he sees something out of order, snip. It could be a person, snip. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be a thought, snip. Mm-hmm. So it's a gentle cleansing.
Yeah.
A gentle cleansing.
And also, you can have hidden bees and things that bite, like hornets. Well, hornet couldn't do it; it has to be big for that. But you got things that will bite you too in there if you're not careful. Will sting you.
But he
snakes. Yeah, woo, snakes.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's good. Snakes in there.
But you can't. But when they're in a field like that, you and they're orderly, you can see them. It's rare that you're going to see.
Well, we're talking about when it's not cut.
When it's not cut, when you have those canopies, lizard snake, everything is in there. Strange vines, which is strange fire. You don't want that. Mm-hmm. Order. God is a God of order.
Right.
He's God. I guess I'm next. Amen. Brother David, thank you so much. And sister, oh my God, that poem was so.
Oh, that was.
Add funny. That to your book.
Okay.
Add that one to your book.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
We can. What she have? She leaves a book here, and it's here for you guys on Sunday morning. Those that come early, we have some people that I mean they just come early. Now people like. Sister Deborah and Sister Mary, and some of them come so early. So that will be something that y'all can do.
Where is
you can look in the book. Where the book is kept back there in the closet, I believe. But we'll bring it out and we will put it on the table. So y'all will have access to it. You can just go through it and read any of our poems. She has a lot of poems that she have written that her and the Holy Spirit, they just
good work.
Yeah, very good work. She does very good work. Okay, people, when is the book club? Third Sunday. Every third Sunday.
Our son just came in this morning. I'm ready to flow, Sister Mary. I said, flow? She said, yeah, in the book club today? I said, no. It's not today. It's third. When is the book club?
Third Sunday.
Third Sunday. Wanted to make sure y'all.
What are we supposed to be reading in the book? What chapters? Do you know about all
that? You know, we did the first one where we talked about the decreeing and declaring and all this good stuff. But I'm going to have to go back and do a little bit more work on that. Yeah. But go to the next one where we're going to be dealing with warfare, the different things that's trying to come against it so we won't have a great move of God. There are spirits working hard to come against it. And we're going to study about some of those spirits and want to be able to recognize them when we see them and be able to shut them off.
We don't want to be even the Satan's devices, in other words.
Come on. All right. That's
good. It's going to be on the 20th.
That's
the third Sunday?
That's 10/20. That's the 20th.
Good. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you, Candace, of October. Praise God. I'm going to stay in the vein today, and I'm going to do it really fast because I took up a lot of Thurston time last Sunday. But you know that's the way I roll sometimes. But what I will do, I'm going to shorten it real short this time so that don't give him more of his time or some time. Praise God. Hi, Miss Ann, how are you? So good to see you. Mm-hmm. You in a hurry? Mm-hmm. Well, you have to give me just a minute because I've got to blow in the Holy Ghost. Just leave whatever you're leaving for. You said they were $11. Okay.
Ten.
Okay, well, let me do
it
this way.
While she's doing that, I want to tell you what I'm doing at my high school. I set up a closet for the students, so if all the personal needs that the girls need or the guys need, the mamas don't have to come to school to bring jeans or anything. They can just go in the closet and get the school supplies and everything they want. If you want to contribute anything, you can take it to the school. We'll pass these out.
Yeah, I'll make a suggestion, and I've done this in the past. Wherever you have your clothes clean, when people don't pick those clothes up, they donate them. They're already starched, ironed, and on the hanger.
Well, I'm going to check those places, too. I just passed these.
Okay. That's a mountain, Miss Ann. I got to hit this ground running.
Okay. I know you're going to hit it running. Miss y'all.
Get that right there, Miss Ann. It's $10.
Okay.
But I've got to hit this ground running.
Because
Thurston, I went way over his time. And y'all know how I do when I'm flowing. I just flow. Okay, we're going to stay in the vein. Just put it there. I can use it with a friend. Just put the two tickets.
Okay.
There.
What are the two tickets? Okay. It's for International Breakfast at the Brittle Restaurant that had in that church.
Okay. Just put his two tickets
there. How do you
know that to me? As a
friend. Okay. You buy the tickets?
But you're getting one. You're getting one ticket or what?
Oh, this is for the school.
Yeah,
that's true. That's for the school, not for the ticket.
Okay. All right. Now, Miss Ann?
Or just give Ann one.
You're going to have to go?
Okay, you're running out of here.
You're going to have to run out of here, Tussie.
I would have been here early. Every time I got up and washed my hair last night, it started like. Yeah, it's
go got that now. Quit that.
Okay.
Get it on over here.
Now, I'm going to do that this time. That's not, I can't be that lenient the next time because we do things on time around here and
We love you. God bless you. God bless you.
Blow your trumpet. Can I just blow your trumpet?
Blow my trumpet. Y'all know I blow my trumpet. Okay. You can get a sandwich or whatever you want. You can get something off the table. Okay. Now I got a flow. That's to shorten some more, my men.
Redeem your time.
I am. I'm gonna buy up every opportunity that I have. And I thank y'all for buying up the opportunity of coming out here on Sunday morning. Y'all redeeming your time.
Yes, amen.
You know, Martha could not redeem her time. Jesus said that, Martha, redeem the time and set my feet like Mary. And get, you know, it's here for you. Mm-hmm. Redeem your time. Martha didn't want to redeem her time. You know, she was in the room with somebody that fed 5,000 and she just trying to be 12. Come on, Martha. Redeem the time.
Yes, amen.
Okay, y'all not going to pull me in that direction because it's not where I'm going. I'm going to stay with my assignment this morning. Okay, I'm staying in the vein of fire. We, the church, need the fire of God in our lives. Active in our lives.
That's right.
Yes.
Active. Okay. Brother, release us in prayer, please.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Father, right now, Lord, to release that fire, my sister, Lord, as she takes and teaches, Lord, about your fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Because, Lord, we need to be baptized continually, Lord, in that fire so that, Lord, we can walk in the anointing and draw people unto you, Father. Because, Lord, without that right there, Lord, we can't do it. And I'm asking you, Father, for my sister, Lord, to be able to touch on those things. In the name of Jesus, we bless you.
Oh, we bless you, Lord. Stop that. Lift your hands toward heaven and just
Lord,
bless it.
Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Praise your name. Okay, we're still going to be talking about the fire because that is such a need in the church today that we do things with fire.
Yeah.
One of the pastors was saying, preach with fire. Yeah. Preach your sermon with fire. I'll put your sermon in the fire. Get rid of it if you don't preach it with fire. Okay. We gonna stay in that vein of fire because this is where we are right now. God is trying to set a church on fire.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
You know, last week we talked about the fire too. We talked about Jesus coming to earth. He said, now this is what I came to earth to do. What did he say he came to earth to do? To set the earth on fire. That was one of his missions to the earth. And his ministry, Jesus' ministry, have not stopped people. Who's taking his ministry on? The church. His ministers continue through the body of Christ. So that should be our impact on this world. We come to set it on fire. We come to bring a new passion. You know, fire purifies, it brings the passion. Fire does a lot of things. And on the day of Pentecost, the fire was placed in their mouth.
Yes, amen.
And it was there for a reason. Isaiah, when he couldn't go on his mission, when he couldn't do nothing, when he just said, I can't do it. The angel said, okay, I'll just take a coal from the fire here and put it on your tongue. Then Isaiah said, hey, send me. I'm ready to go. I feel the fire. You know,
amen.
I feel the passion.
Amen.
He was a whole new Isaiah. He was that eagle-eyed prophet that seen a suffering servant. He was that one that seen the baby in the manger. Mm-hmm. He said unto us, just as if he was there with us. He said, unto us. You know, he prophesied that. He saw so many things until they called him the eagle-eyed prophet.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to, you know, we talked about how Jesus felt about the fire and what he came to do. But today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. One of the names of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Isaiah 4 and 4. And I am going to read, I'm going to read the whole little verse. So, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst by the spirit of judgment, and by the spirit of burning. One of the Holy Spirit names is the spirit of burning. The spirit of burning. There are some little things in your life you can just put it on the fire if you give it to the Holy Spirit. Now, he's not going to go in there and get those things that without your permission. Without you say, Lord, I just need you. I've got this little problem. You know, and I'm convinced, you know, the preachers that keep falling into the same little things, sin and stuff. If they'll just get on the altar, let the Holy Ghost burn that stuff up.
Amen.